So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Today we're going to hear about a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble that Lot gave Abram, and a lot of trouble that we give ourselves. Would you pray with me? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, move among us this day, so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence, for we need to know that we are never alone. And speak to us this day in such a way that we may always hear, understand, and remember. Give us your word by which you mold and shape our living. For we need your word to live eternally. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. You know, I feel sorry for Abram. His father, Terah, had taken the family and they'd moved out of Ur of the Chaldees, out of the city of Ugarit, and they had moved to Haran. And there, their father, Terah, got tired and decided he wasn't going to move any further. They weren't going to move to Canaan like they had planned on. And so they settled down there in Haran until Terah would pass away. And then Abram heard again the command of God to take up his stuff, to take his wife, to take his possessions, to move out of his family's house, away from his kindred, away from his relatives, and to go to Canaan and to make it his home. It says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." This is a promise. This is a promise and a command for Abram to follow, a promise that Abram has if he will just leave his father's house, leave his kindred, take his wife, take his possessions, and go to Canaan. God will make it their land, and from them all the people of the earth will be blessed. Pretty straightforward, isn't it? Pretty straightforward. Unfortunately, that's not exactly what happened. So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Lot, his tag-along nephew. His tag-along nephew decided to follow along with Abram. Now, had I been Abram, I probably would have said, "You go your own way. I'm going to go mine. God told me to leave my father's house, leave my kindred, and go." And Lot, "I love you, nephew, but you're my kindred." No, Abram at this point, too much of a family man, I suppose, said, "Okay, Lot, come along with me." And they go on down to Canaan. Abram took his wife Sarai and his brother's son Lot and all the possessions that they had gathered and the persons whom they had acquired in Haran. And they set forth to go to the land of Canaan. When they had come to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place at Shechem, to the oak of Moriah. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. In other words, he went as God told him. He went there, but he took his nephew Lot with him. First big mistake. And it gave him nothing but a lot full of trouble. Now, lots can be places where you put your house. Lots can be places where you park your car. Lots can be something that you draw, like the short straw, you draw lots. And lots can be nephews who tag along behind you, giving you lots of trouble. And that's exactly what we have here. You skip ahead a chapter and you see what's going on in chapter 13. Abram and his wife got frightened. There was trouble in the land, and so they go down to Egypt. He says, let's just tell a lie, Sarah. You're gorgeous. They're going to want you. You tell them I'm your brother, not your husband, so I can live. They find out the lie. They send them back to Canaan. They get there. Everything's going okay. Now, Abram, chapter 13. Now, Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. He journeyed on by stages from the Negev as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been in the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place where he had made an altar at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Did the right thing, went back to the promised land, went back to Canaan. God had blessed him in Egypt and had blessed him before, and he was very rich. He had many wonderful possessions, but not only Abram, Lot had them too. Now Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, so that the land could not support both of them living together, for their possessions were so great that they could not live together. And there was strife between the herders of Abram's livestock and the herders of Lot's livestock. The servants were getting into fights over whose sheep should get what part of the pasture, and whose animals should get to water at what watering holes, and what area should belong to which cattle. They were getting into family squabbles and family fights over who had what property. You ever take part in the separation of a family estate? You think, oh, they're family, they should have no trouble at all, they should just love each other and embrace each other and remember their past loved one and just separate up the possessions nice and quiet and family-like. Ha, ha, ha. Little you know about families that get into fights over possessions. Nothing worse than getting into fights over possessions in a family. And that's exactly what happened here. Then Abram said to Lot, chapter 13, verse 8, then Abram said to Lot, let there be no strife between you and me, and between your herders and my herders, for we are kindred. Is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself from me. If you take the left hand, I will go to the right. Or if you take the right hand, I will go to the left. He said, okay, let's not have a fight, Lot. You're my nephew. I love you very much. You're my brother's son. I want to take care of you. I don't want us to have a fight between your family and my family. Tell you what. You can go to the right and I'll go to the left. Or you can go to the left and I'll go to the right. You decide, Lot. I trust you to decide which direction you want to go. We can't live together because otherwise we have fights. Let's separate and you choose which direction you'll go and I'll go the other way. Lot looked about him and saw that the plain of the Jordan was well watered, everywhere like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, in the direction of Zoar. This was before the Lord had destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself all the plain of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed eastward. Thus they separated from each other. Lot took the best. He's like Daffy Duck, a greedy little duck. I'm a duck, and I'm a greedy little duck. And I want it. It's mine, 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 mine. He wanted it all. More than that, he wanted a nice, rich Jordan plain that was there before God had destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. The Jordan plain, which was filled with wonderful, lavish cities and great wealth and wonderful places where you could go and you could water your animals and they could go and they could eat their fill of grass and they could go and be happy and safe, and there would be no strife with Abram's kindred and no strife with Abram's flocks and no strife in the family at all. Because the river and mountains separated the family. Oh man, I'd love to be able to separate myself from some of my family by river and mountains. Lot took the best choice, the choice land, for himself, the greedy little duck that he was. So, mistake number two. Not only did you let your nephew tag along, Abram, but you let him choose the best land. Only it looked like the best land. It was the land where Sodom and Gomorrah were. The land that we now think of as being the land around the Dead Sea. Today it's a desert. Nothing but scorpions live there now. But then it was well-watered, beautiful land. A land of great forest and great trees. Wonderful animal life. A great place to go and pasture your animals. And there were cities there. Lot had grown up in Ugarit, Ur the Chaldees, a wonderful big, one of the greatest early cities, one of the cities where writing was invented. One of the great intellectual centers of the ancient world. They had grown up in Ugarit and Ur the Chaldees. This was a city like Lot had been used to, and I'm sure Lot was kind of tired of being a nomad out in the middle of nowhere. He wanted to go and live amongst people of the city, and that's exactly what he did. Lot chose, journeyed eastward, and thus separated from each other. And Abram settled in the land of Canaan, where he was supposed to settle to begin with, while Lot settled amongst the cities of the plain and moved his tent as far as Sodom. Now, today, we think of that as being, he moved to Sodom and Gomorrah. Let's just move to Vegas this weekend, earlier this week, at an annual conference. We got to listen to the retirement speech of Dr. Zan Holmes, pastor at St. Luke's Community, United Methodist Church. And Dr. Zan Holmes got up there and said he'll be moving to California. And he'll be retiring in California and maintaining his house in Dallas. And sometimes they'll be in California, and sometimes they'll be in Dallas, and sometimes they'll be in the middle in Las Vegas, in Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot moved to Sodom. And as we know later on down the line, after chapter 18, that wasn't a very good move to make. The land made it look great, but the cities that were there were known for their wickedness. They were known for their inhospitality. They were known for not being the best place to be. And this is Lot, otherwise known as Salt Shaker Lot. She ended up paying the big ultimate price. Lot did too, but that's another story. It's X-rated and I can't preach about it today, but I'll preach about it tonight at our evening service. Maybe that'll get you here. Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks, like Abram. God had blessed them so much they couldn't live in the city together. In the surrounding communities, in the land together, and the animals, there were just too many of them to eat off the grass. So they separated. Lot chose the best. Turned out it wasn't quite the best. Abram was left with the mountains in the land of Canaan, which was, while it was lovely and you could pasture your animals there, you had to be part billy goat for all of the steep inclines that you had to live on. Well, God knew this. And God said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, "Rise your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land that you see I will give to you and your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if one can count the dust of the earth, your offspring also shall be counted. Rise up, walk through the length and the breadth of the land, for I will give it to you." So Abram moved his tent and came and settled in the oaks of Mamre, which are at Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord. In other words, God had already promised him the promised land. They had already promised him Canaan. But now God says, essentially, since Lot chose that wonderful land over there, that beautiful land, much like the garden used to be, much like the Egypts and their wonderful, wonderful places where just anything will grow coming off the Nile River. Since Lot chose that, I'm reminding you, Abram, this is your land. And get up and walk. And I'm going to give you, I know you're over 75 years old, I'm going to give you children, so many descendants, that if you look up in the sky, or if you look at the sand on the beach, as many as there are grains of sand on that beach, as many as there are stars in the sky, so also you will have that many kids. And you're going to have a place for them to live. So start walking. Step out in faith. That's the whole essence of every step in the story, my friends. A willingness to have faith. A willingness to step out. And sometimes my walk, I don't know about you, but sometimes my walk of faith is like you take one step forward and then two steps back. And one step forward and two steps back until suddenly you find yourself going off the edge. I wonder, why can't I take two steps forward? And if I got to take a step back, make it only one. And then two steps forward again. And then one back. At least I'm going forward, aren't I? It's kind of slow and annoying, but at least this would be progress. Sometimes, however, I feel like Abram, barely making a step forward and getting knocked back by my hang-along nephew Lot. Making a step forward and getting knocked back by him choosing the best land. Take a step forward, getting knocked back by being 90 years old and incapable of having kids, I think. One step forward, and having to take multiple steps back because of a war that went around about us when Sodom and Gomorrah and some of the other cities got into a big fight. Okay, life is never easy, and taking steps of faith forward is never easy. Faith is not easy. But as we saw in the letter to the Romans today, faith is the only way that we are called to live. Living by the law won't do it. Living by the precepts that are laid out in the Old Testament won't do it. Why? Because you won't do it. You won't do it. Somebody said, Brother Greg, I abide by every precept of the law. I heard that one time. Nearly blew me away. Oh, really? You abide by every precept of the law? Yep. As he's munching on a ham and cheese sandwich. Really? You abide by every precept of the law? I saw you out there working yesterday, and it was Saturday. I see you eating that ham and cheese sandwich. I don't see any fringe on the edge of your clothing. I don't see things on the top of your house to keep people from rolling off if they slip and fall. I don't see you taking care to let, when you drive on the road and you see somebody broken down on the side of the road, I don't see you out there trying to help that person. I don't see you paying your employees every day before the sun sets, which the law said you're supposed to do. Did you hear that, Peggy? We're supposed to be paid every day. Whew. Sorry. We don't abide by the law. We never have. We can abide by a little bit of an approximation of the law, so much so that we think we're doing really good. But you can't. You can't. The law, in trying to live by its letter, brings death, Paul said. The promises come, the promise that Abram was given, they come by living by faith, stepping out and walking by faith, trusting in God's giving, loving largesse, that He's going to give it to you, not because you earn it or deserve it, but because He loves you and because you act in faith. That's what we as the church of God are called to do. Yes, we feel like Abram sometimes, taking two steps forward and a step back, or one step forward and two steps back. Sometimes we think we'll never get there. But we will if we step out in faith and hear what God tells us to do. What does God tell us to do? What is God telling us to do today in this passage from the book of Genesis? Firstly, Abram was 75 years old before he decided to leave Haran. He's almost as old as Dalton. 75 years old before he decides to do what God has called him to do. Don't wait, my friends. Don't wait when God calls you. Don't wait. Step out in faith. And when you step out in faith, when you quit waiting, and when you step out in faith, don't let that nephew Lot hang around beside you. He's going to anchor you down. I don't know what the lots are in your life, but I know what they are in mine. Some of them are people. Many of them are things. Things that get in the way of my stepping out in faith. When you step out in faith, give over to God those lots in your life. I don't know what they may be for you. It may be certain sins that you really enjoy, certain habits that you've got that you don't want to give up, certain people that you like to hang around with that you don't need to be hanging around with anymore. Whatever they may be, wherever the lots are in your life, turn them over to God and step out in faith. Don't let them hang along and tag along and choose the best land and leave you with the hillside. Step out in faith and leave the lot of trouble behind. That's what God is telling us and saying to us in the Scripture today. Step out in faith. Step out in faith. And by living and walking in faith, achieve the righteousness and the promises that God had for Abram and that He has for you and me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.